This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh has been assassinated in Tehran, according to Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard on Wednesday. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the assassination, but suspicion fell on Israel, which has vowed to kill Haniyeh and other leaders of Hamas over the group's October 7th attack on Israel that killed 1,200 people and saw some 250 people taken hostage. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said on Tuesday that she backs Israel's right to defend itself, hours after Israel's airstrike on a Beirut apartment building.
And I unequivocally support Israel's right to remain secure and to defend the security of Israel. What we know in particular is yes, it has a right to defend itself against the terrorist organization, which is exactly what Hezbollah is.
Israel has said the strike was aimed at a Hezbollah commander that allegedly behind the deaths of 12 youths in a weekend rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. Criticism of Venezuela's president Nicolas Maduro is mounting after electoral authorities declared him the victor in a presidential election that opposition claims to have won by a landslide. More from VOA's Scott Walterman.
Thousands of ardent opposition supporters gathered on Tuesday outside the United Nations offices in the capital, Caracas, to celebrate what they say was an electoral victory by opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez. Maduro's allies, meanwhile, appeared on national television to accuse opposition leaders of being fascists. The opposition says it has more than 84% of Sunday's voter precinct tally sheets, and they show Gonzalez won by more than double Maduro's votes.
This is VOA News. Australia's foreign minister says that a recent defense deal between North Korea and Russia is destabilizing and risky to the world. The foreign minister, Penny Wong, made the comments Tuesday after visiting a tense border village shared by North and South Korea. Wong has condemned North Korea's extended run of missile tests that she said threatened regional security in June. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a pact stipulating mutual military assistance if either country is attacked, deepening worries about the expanding ties between the two countries. Rescue efforts continued Tuesday in India's southern Kerala state, where teams used ropes to carry people to safety in a district after torrential rains triggered mud, water, and boulders. They have killed at least 151 people so far.
The landslides hit hilly areas in the district in the early morning, flattening houses, uprooting trees, and destroying bridges. Local media reported that most of the victims were Tea Estate workers, many whom lived in tents and makeshift shelters. Rescue efforts were hampered by blocked roads and unstable terrain, as well as heavy rain. Kerala State Chief Secretary V. Venu said the situation remains very grave.
A large part of that region is still cut off, and we have not been able to establish secure access to that area. And although we have been in touch on the telephone with some people there, and there are reports that there are several casualties in that region, which remains cut off.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The acting director of the U.S. agency charged with protecting high-profile officials on Tuesday called the attempted assassination of former U.S. President Donald Trump earlier this month a failure on multiple levels.
Ronald Rowe said the failure to account for a gunman on the roof of a building overlooking former President Donald Trump's July 13th rally in rural western Pennsylvania was indefensible.
I could not, and I will not, and I cannot understand why there was not better coverage or at least somebody looking at that roof line when that's where they were posted.
But that wasn't the only breakdown. Information on the shooter, who had been identified as a suspicious person, never made it to Trump's protective detail. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
And again, the Secret Service acting director told lawmakers he considered it indefensible that the roof used by the gunman in the attempted assassination was unsecured. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.